Hey, hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. Thank you for joining me today on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with the God-given power, the gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, here in this podcast, you're going to find that inspiration, the practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. I hope you guys enjoyed the guest episode. I'm super excited. I want your feedback. Make sure you guys are leaving a written review. We'll just jump into today's episode. I'm going to give you guys some tips, okay, to continue to cultivate this happiness. Persistent negative attitudes and behaviors, especially within yourself, okay? We talked about this week blooming where you're planted. What if your attitude is the toxic behavior, okay? Because there are detrimental effects on people when you have a persistent negative attitude, okay? You are fucking with your mental health. Literally, you're going to have decreased mental well-being. Persistent negativity is going to lead to heightened stress. It's going to lead to anxiety. It's going to send you into a spiral of depression. Negative thought patterns can become ingrained. That's what's happening. When you're on autopilot, cruise control set, and you just keep responding and reacting in a situation, it's because you've created these negative thought patterns, whether you meant to or not. Okay, that's why I say you have to live intentionally, because if you don't, then you're fucking yourself up, okay? Negative thought patterns become ingrained and it's going to affect your mental health. So if you're not feeling good and you keep asking yourself, I don't know why I keep doing this, you guys need to tune into my Listen Bitch podcast on Mondays, because those episodes I talk about microdosing and this helps that a lot, okay? It does shift that negative attitude. But outside of that, even in a natural environment, even if you do microdose, there is a possibility to spiral. You have to be intentional with what you do. And if you are persistently negative, you are going to strain your relationships. Constant pessimism and criticism is going to create tension. It's going to bring on conflict. And this leads to isolation and loneliness. Okay. You are going to impair your physical health. Chronic negativity is linked. Don't take my word for it. It's science. Google it. Okay. It is linked to physical health outcomes. What's going to happen? Your immune system's going to shut down. Okay. It's not going to function at the rate it should. You're going to have an increased risk of cardiovascular disease, slower recovery from illness or injury. You're limiting opportunities. Negative attitudes are going to hinder personal and professional growth because it influences your decision making. It's going to reduce motivation, and it's going to create barriers to your success. You're going to miss out on opportunities for advancement due to your woe is me mindset. And this all is going to mess with your quality of life. Persistently negative people are going to experience a diminished quality of life because there is no lack of enjoyment. There is no fulfillment. There is no purpose. Negative outlooks can overshadow positive experiences, and it's going to prevent you from fully engaging in your life. You cannot step up as a co-creator. You cannot allow this walk with Christ to bloom if you stay in this shadow. There are far-reaching consequences, okay, that are going to affect you head to toe, inside and out, if you cannot flip the script and you continue to feed into your own negative demise. And part of breaking this habit is not focusing on details when it comes to being happy. You don't want to allow yourself to get bogged down by small shit, okay? Minor, insignificant aspects of life. Instead, you want to focus on the bigger picture. And people that feel like they're losing control, you're spiraling because of whatever circumstance, and you've had this victim mentality, like, nothing ever works out for you. The world is out to get you. All of this will contribute to happiness. Okay. If you can focus on the bigger picture and not just blow up on the small shit, you're focused on the small things. You've got to prioritize what truly matters. Let go of unnecessary stress, especially when you are just starting out. Okay. I get that we all have to feel like we have some level of control, and you do, but you just have to learn where that control comes from. You can control your responses. You can control your habits. You can control your decisions, but not that of those around you. And sometimes we get overwhelmed focusing on that small shit. If you can let go of the trivial things, this is going to help you maintain that broader perspective, and you can appreciate the positive aspects of life. This is where you get the space to channel your energy towards pursuits that bring the fulfillment and that bring you joy. So what are some strategies that we can talk about that can help boost your happiness? What actions do you take to increase your happiness? We want to bloom where we're planted. So how do we really follow through with our decisions and our actions? Because, I mean, again, research shows, and you can look this up. Don't take my word for it. Okay. I'm just here to entertain you. When you increase your level of happiness, you're going to make more money. You're going to have better health. You're going to have what happens when you make more money and you have better health. You start to feel wonderful and you experience that sense of peacefulness. Happiness permeates everything you say, do, think, and choose in life. So let's start infusing these strategies into the chaos that is your life, and let's boost your happiness juice, okay? You want to engage in activities that you enjoy. And I know that this seems obvious, but you're still not doing it, okay? It is helpful to remind yourself of the things that you love to do, because that's going to be what brings you real happiness, okay? Scrolling on your phone all fucking day, I promise, is not making you happy, okay? Sitting around feeling sorry for yourself, again, not making you happy. Sitting around binge watching Netflix for 8 hours, not happy. You've got to find the things that you enjoy, okay? And make time for that. This whole I don't have time thing, it sets me on fire, because we all have the same 24 hours in the day. So instead of saying I don't have time, I want you to start saying, I'm not going to make time for this. I'm not going to make time for this, okay? Start saying that and seeing how you feel about that, okay? We're all so engulfed in just busy, 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 busy what? Busy what? Because you're missing the magical moments that actually create life and cultivate joy and peace. You've got to push your boundaries, okay? It is scientifically proven that people who aren't afraid to try new things or to try new experiences outside their comfort zone are happier. The joys of discovery and curiosity make you feel alive. And when you feel alive, that is happiness and joy permeating out of your soul, okay? You've got to create a living space you love, okay? And when you construct the perfect living space, you're going to feel at home as soon as you step in the door. And I do these things, little things. Like, I have a little routine that I have kids, okay? So, you know, the house never stays clean. It is chaos. It's pure chaos. But I have a routine that I do before I go to bed, because I like to wake up and see things exactly how I have them and in the space I love. So it's just little things, but that brings me joy and it gives me peace. So I'm free to go kill myself on the floor at the gym. I'm free to, you know, get in my 10,000 steps. I'm free to do the morning routine because everything just feels good. And I'm at the point now, my office is chaos again, and I'm going to have to rearrange because I feel the weight of that. I feel the weight of, like, this is not conducive to an environment I feel good in to do the recording, to write books, to do all the things I love. Okay. So you've got to start with one room and decorate it in a way that you like. Okay. Use a vision book. I know this bitch, Brandon Lynette, wrote a vision book for you guys, step by step, kind of just getting a picture, because you need a visual of what you need to do. And if you just have a tiny space, I mean, my daughter shares a room with someone and still found a way to make that her space. So just create something that makes you feel good, just some kind of space for you. Use magazine pictures for inspiration, something that's going to make you feel connected, okay? That's going to make you feel safe, secure, and just kind of take the weight off, okay? This is necessary for happiness. And you've got to spend less time focusing on that detail. It is that focusing on the little shit is going to distract you and just keep you miserable. This is something, you know, I experienced with my husband. He used to like freak out over little things. And then when big things would happen, he was like, oh, he doesn't really freak out. And I could never make sense of that. But it is that unhappiness factor that keeps us hung up on the little things. Okay. Anyone who's going to take a positive approach to life without getting hung up on details will live the happiest life. When you spend time worrying about a remark that someone said, a look someone gave you, an email that you got, I had, you know, an unsavory email today and I didn't let it affect me because that's going to be taking from my happiness juice. And I'm not willing to sacrifice that for something so little. Okay. Because of someone else's personal experience, I can't control how they took my message. I can't control how they responded. All I can say is cool. Take care. Right. And let it go. There was no emotional exchange there. There was no me freaking out, pacing the floor, like letting it make me sick to my stomach. And I'm going to tell you guys, sometimes this shit would paralyze me for days. Okay. You don't have to analyze every segment of an exchange you've had with anyone, not with a spouse, not with a colleague. You've got to focus on the positive aspects instead and bask in the success of people around you. When people are accomplishing shit around you, celebrate them. Okay. I am in the MLM world, not by any means full-time or anything I could really brag about at this moment, but I'm in the community and I watch these people tear each other down. If someone leaves and goes to a different company, it is like the end of the fucking world. If people are taking it personal and they spiral out of control, you're never going to be happy. If you're worried about other people, and if it bothers you to see other people winning, you're never going to be okay. You want to celebrate people that are making it happen. And if you're really struggling right now, go do something nice for someone else. This is where you can, you know, find happiness. This is where you find that fulfillment. Do something for someone else. It makes you feel good and it comes back to you. Surround yourself with a community that makes you feel good, that's going to uplift you, not drain you. And be flexible when you're going through, you know, negative feelings. I get it. It's uncomfortable telling your best friend that she hurt your feelings. It's hard to, you know, tell your husband he hurt your feelings. But you don't go and, you know, share the disappointment with everyone but the person, okay? You just let it happen. Communicate with who you need to communicate with and allow yourself to feel the negative emotions, because that's how it's going to help you adjust to the tough situations. And when you're well adjusted with good coping skills, you're going to find that life is easier. Life is stress-free. Boosting your happiness is going to enrich your life in a multitude of ways. And there are so many ways to do this, even outside of what I'm saying. And if you ask yourself today, like, what are the ways that I can boost my happiness? Ask the fucking question and then go out today and you're going to start looking and seeing all the answers. Come up with your own list. I want you to enjoy, you know, that great mental and physical health. I want you to achieve more success in any endeavor you have. So take these strategies, find the ones that work for you, find new ones and put them into action. And listen, bitch, dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who God called you to be, own your shit, and be brave as you step into your full potential as a co-creator. Until next time, love yourself in the moment. Brand Lynette here, reminding you of your potential with a side of chaos. You are in the arena. Keep swinging.